Well, when you went in the front door, there were some stairs on the right-hand side, which took you up into the first floor was a boardroom, where the so many from all the outlying villages and that, Board of Guardians, otherwise they were known as, used to have their meetings.
Right.
Then you went along a passageway there. Then there were the nurses' quarters there, or sitting rooms for some of the staff, and bedrooms and the like.
Right.
And then you went to the Y shape. Well, there you get down here onto the first floor.
Yeah.
That's where the sick quarters were. Yeah.
And so how you got it was kind of all dormitories and.
Yeah, just dormitories there for the men. The ground floor was there, and all they had really was an iron bedstead.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes were perfect, of course, whatever they needed.
Right.
But it was bare, the bare necessities, one would say.
Right. So you weren't really had your own.
Oh, no. They had the little bits and pieces of theirs, of course, which they had to keep hidden, I suppose, in a way. You never saw anything get baked much.
So basically, you had your bed and.
That was your bed, and that was it. That was you were allocated a bed, and that was part of the job of the porter when they came in.
Right.
And they gave up their clothes, of course.
Right.
And they had a uniform, as it were.
So, what was the uniform?
They had all the same sort of clothes.
Right.
It was the corduroy trousers
in
those days, which later became very fashionable.
Yes.
They had corduroy trousers and boots, of course, and then shirts that they had, which was a bit rough, I think, the shirts, if I remember rightly, and a jacket, which were they used for working, going out into the field. A lot of them, you see, worked on in the gardens.